Hello and welcome to Endu Talks, the go-to podcast for all things related to industrial engineering. I'm your host, Thomas, and in today's exciting episode, we're bringing together the past and present of our Industrial Engineering Association. Joining us are the current president and last year's president. We'll delve into their journeys, uncover the challenges they've tackled, and discuss the innovative ideas they've brought to the forefront of IIAC. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah?
Doing good. Yep, doing good. Happy to be part of this podcast once again. I think, I don't know about you, Anthony, but I think for me, it's probably my fourth time on this podcast.
I definitely way more than four. The one of the episode with George and Tim got divided into threes.
Yeah, if you count that one. Liam, which episode were you on before?
I remember when I was a first year rep, I co-hosted a podcast with George. I did my best for this one. I wouldn't say it's my best one. And then I did one podcast with Tamara. Right. I did like a podcast about sleep. Then last year at the end of Anthony's mandate, we did a podcast with Anthony, me and Tim. And so, yeah, this is my fourth one.
Cool.
If I can count correctly.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't know if I knew Anthony had some experience, but I didn't know about you. I know sometimes like people are not used to speaking on the microphone and yeah, they can get a bit stressed, but it's good to know that you guys will be at ease. Yeah, so I guess we'll just go around the table and you can both just present yourselves, what you're doing right now, and yeah, what you've kind of done as the president. So I guess we can start with the youngest, with the most recent one, Liam.
Absolutely.
Current president of IIAC.
Absolutely. So we're gonna end with Anthony. But so my name is Liam. I'm a third year industrial engineering student, and basically my journey with the association, I would say, I've been part of the association for a long time now. I could say 33 years. You know, it's kind of old. I'm not as old as Anthony, unfortunately, but I'm on my way there. What happened, how I joined the association, I could say, is from the start when I joined Concordia, I went to Frosh. So for those who don't know Frosh at Concordia, it's like this really big event. I would say it's probably the biggest Frosh of all the university in Quebec. And during Frosh, I met a guy at the Wine and Cheese. His name was Corey, who was the general director of the association. And Corey talked to me. He went up to me and he was, "Hey, man, I'm part of this association. You should definitely apply. We're going to open two new positions called first year rep." Me, I knew nothing about Concordia. I knew nothing about industrial engineering, neither about the association. Didn't really know if it was a good choice, you know, to join an association on your first semester. But, you know, it's better to live with remorse than regret. So I decided to apply, made it into the first interview, made it into the second interview, and got the position with my colleague Tamara. So really happy to have taken that decision. Then on my second year into the association, I decided to move up to VP sponsorship. I did that for a year. So I was responsible for the money coming from the sponsor into the association. It's a cool role because you get to, you know, talk about money, which is sometimes something that is regarded as taboo. So I got a bit used to talk about that.
Yeah.
And then decided to try my shot as a president. We can maybe discuss a bit more about that. But yeah, this is basically my journey through the association.
Okay. And what about you, Anthony?
Oh, geez. Well, this is my fourth year with the association. And I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but basically in 2019, 2020 was my first year at Concordia. I made friends with a bunch of industrial engineering students. I went to the conference that year. Thomas, you were there for that.
Yeah.
And I made friends with, oh, you're wearing a shirt.
Wearing a shirt.
That's
fun fact, Corey got me and Jan, another one of my friends at Concordia, to go to that conference. So wow. Curry was doing a good job for IIAC.
Yeah,
he was recruiting.
Yeah, that's been a strong suit of his for, I'd say, a very long time. But yeah, so that year I went to conference. I made friends with a lot of the incoming VPs and especially the incoming president. And so I ended up being one of their directors of marketing. And then I just kind of stayed in IAC. At one point, I saw an opportunity to be president at the end of the 2021 academic year. No, wait, at the end of the 2022 academic year. Sorry. Things get confusing when it's been so many years. I'm an old man at this point, by Concordia standards, or at least by Student Association standards, been with you guys for 4 years. I became president. I like to believe I did some good work. And then I handed it off to Liam. I am still involved with IAC as a graduate student, but I'm not like organizing any events or anything. I'm just providing my expertise, providing my experience to VPs and directors. And if I see something that's going wrong, I get to tell them, hey, no, that's not how that should be. You should fix that.
The position of president, that's something you guys were aiming for, like from the jump, or it just kind of came to be and you stumbled upon the opportunity?
I'm going to say for myself, absolutely not. And actually, it was something very surprising to a lot of people, because I was very outspoken about not wanting to be a leader. I was like, I don't want a leadership position. I don't like the idea of being a leader, et cetera, et cetera. But then I had the option to be one, and I just decided, like, hey, I care more about IASC than I am averse to being a leader. So I decided, hey, I'm going to put aside my personal feelings for now. I'll bite the bullet. I'll be a leader. And it worked out.
Nice. What about you, Liam?
And I think, Anthony, I think also some people were like surprised to see you, you know, becoming president. But
oh, absolutely.
I can speak. Yeah. But, you know, you did an amazing job. I think people got after like surprised in a good way of the job that you did. So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
But I appreciate the haters wrong. Okay.
I really don't think there was a single hater. It was everyone just like, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I think
you're surprised.
I think people were just...
I'm making jokes. I'm just making jokes. Exactly. Yeah, Liam, you, is it since you were first year rep, you were kind of thinking about, president could be cool? Or were you like, I want to do that for sure, or you had no idea?
I think I've always had like the president, I've always been trying to aim for eventually like be the president of ISC. I could also probably say that I didn't aim to be president on my third year. You know, this is usually something that you more aim on your fourth year. Anthony could probably answer that a bit better, but for me, like all the past presidents that I've seen are people that, you know, have been president in their fourth year. But you know, if you got the chance to apply, I would say just take it. Maybe in my second year it would have been not a good thing if I applied because I didn't have like enough knowledge, but I think after like 2 years part of the association, we get to have enough knowledge to be able to take on the position.
Actually, yeah. Especially for Liam, when I was president, I was like, I want Liam to be the next president. Or like, not I want Liam to be, but like, it felt natural for Liam to be the next president, because even when he was coming in and like Corey was talking to me about Liam on his way in, he was talking to me about you, he was talking to me about Rebecca and another few promising first years. And he was like, Liam is presidency material. Like he was talking about like who could be president. I think it was you, definitely Rebecca. He also felt could be a good president, but like when I was opening the applications to see who would be president, I was like, okay, I really hope Liam applies. And then Tim comes up to me and says, hey, I'm talking to Liam. I think he would be a good president. What do you think? I was like, hey, would you look at that?
But actually, yeah. What do you think qualifies as a good president? Like what are the qualities that you'd be looking for, let's say, what did you see in Liam? And Liam, what would Liam, you look for in the next president?
I suppose the biggest thing I'll start because I just finished talking
about
you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the biggest thing I saw was I feel that a good president is somebody who is not just doing the presidency because it looks good on their CV. Like, yes, presidency looks really good and being a leader looks really good, but like, it has to be like that. If that's your main motivation, you're not going to be good at it. Your main motivation should be what you can give back to the community, what you can do for the student association and for the students, what you can offer to the students. And I saw that Liam, even as a sponsor, as VP sponsorship, he was, and as first year rep, he was focusing more on the things he could offer and not what ISC could offer him. And like in a cover letter for a job, you're supposed to say that, but like, it's also, there's the expectation of money in ISC. That's literally all that we have. We're not paying you. So like the amount of, I guess, yourself that you're willing to give is kind of what made me see that I felt like Liam could be a very good president.
Okay. Nice. And you, Liam, what would you look for like the next one?
First of all, I would say that, you know, I think applying to be president is something that is kind of stressful at first because you're taking on a big task. And I know, Anthony, I think on his side, you had, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's Caitlin who probably helped you a
Caitlin,
bit.
Caitlin, I had Kim, and I don't know if I had help from Tim. I had help from more than just Caitlin, but like she was my main.
Yeah. And, you know, on my side, I wouldn't say you can apply for president alone, but I would be lying if I say that I applied to be president on my by myself. I had like a team supporting me, so gotta give a big shout out to Anthony at first, and also to Tim and Tamara. So, you know, they talked to me and they were like, oh, we would see you as a president and we're gonna help you reach that goal. So they helped me, you know, build my presidency package. They helped me build new ideas to bring to the association, things that I could, you know, just build on what Anthony had built in the previous year. So I would say this is something that I owe them a lot for that. And, you know, and I'm just really happy. But to answer your question, you said what makes a good president?
Or like, what would you be looking for? For the next president, for the next one, like
there's somebody that you see and you're like, that person, I want them as the next president, like,
and why
you say that?
Okay, I would say, you know, president, it's a leader position, and I think this is Tim who told me that, and I do remember that it's when as a leader, when your team is excelling, you know, it's a reflection of their effort, and conversely, when a team is facing challenges, it's your responsibility as a leader to take the accountability and to address the issues. So basically, as a leader, you have to take on some hit when the association isn't going well, because you could have done something differently. You know, you're in charge of the association in the whole. And when the association is going well, it's not just because of you, it's because of your team. It's your team who's accomplishing the great work that makes the association possible. So I would say that what I would be looking for the next president is someone who, like Anthony said, who's willing to not take on the position to have something nice to put under CV, but to just continue on improving the association, and someone who's also ready to, you know, be ready to be accountable for everything that is going to happen in the association, and who's going to address issues when they need to be addressed, and who's going to thank the executives when they do a good job.
Yeah. And how has it been so far for your experience? Like, you've been like almost like a couple of months now, close to a year, closing down on
You have like 3 months
year.
Left, don't you?
I think. Exactly. So yeah. How has it been?
Again.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Terrible. Everything's on fire. No, honestly, I'm really happy of the work that we had so far. And, you know, it's just has been, I think it's this week, probably at the conference, that I realized, or Anthony, I think it's Anthony who told me, you're going to have to open the new presidency election soon. And this is, I think, when it really hit me that, oh, it has already almost been a year since, you know, I've joined the IEC as a president. But so far, like, I love this year. I've loved each year that I've been part of the association, but this year I think we managed to accomplish great things. And what I'm really happy as well is that we've managed to not only add things to the association, and I'm going to be able to, I think, talk a bit more about that later, but we've also been able to keep what Anthony had built in the previous year and just, you know, build on to that without like destroying anything. So
nice.
Yeah, it really does hit, like, when you get to around January, like, end of January, beginning of February, and you have to open the presidency applications, you're like, whoa, it's been a year that I've been doing this almost. That's nuts. But yeah, I think your year as president will usually be the one that you remember, I guess, most fondly, always, because it's the year that you're most involved. It's the
unless
year
unless it
that,
goes like, really wrong,
or unless
and
like,
it's all on you,
or unless like another president is like that much like, I guess it, unless like you have another year afterwards, like because Liam still has another year of undergraduate, so he's gonna be able to be part of IAC another year, and he could even like be a VP. He could be a director. Well, I don't think he'd be a director. but like he could really like take a very active role in the association, and like unless next year goes like amazing, like the best year that IAC has ever seen, and I like to believe that it will, but like unless it's like 2,000% better than this year, you'll still remember your year as president, I guess, like the most fondly, because it's the most it's the closest you are with IAC, I feel.
Like let's say Liam, what has surprised you? Like, what were you not expecting as president to have to deal with? Can be
what
anything. Can be some.
Oh, okay.
Can be
I got
something
a couple.
Like not even serious, or you know.
Okay. So I think first of all, it would be so NIC. We're doing the election in February, and then from the elections to the end of the winter semester, so to the end of April, it's like the sort of like transition phase where Anthony was sort of like training me on how to be a president, on how the association was working, and Anthony was like kind of like stepping down and letting me like take on the lead gradually. But I would say like what surprised me the most, it's right after like the finals in April last year, 2023, when Anthony just was like, all right, I'm done with the association as a president. It's yours now. Take it on. You know?
Yeah.
It sort of like hits you because you're like, all right, what am I going to do now? Like, you
so
just.
My responsibility.
You're
giving, like,
yeah. It's like suddenly you have so many things to think about and you're like, oh God.
Exactly. You're giving like a team of 20-ish people. And it's like, all right, make this association run. So you don't really know where to start. And, you know, for me, I started by trying to like train the past VP sponsorship because that's the thing that I knew how to do best. But I think it kind of takes you like a couple of weeks, I would even say month, in order to really get comfortable in your position and then be like, all right, you know, I'm at the wheel of the car and we're just going to drive in the right direction, or try to drive in the right direction. How about you, Anthony?
Yeah, for sure. That first few months is an adjustment period. But like to those of you who are thinking of being presidents of a student association or who are new presidents of a student association, it does get better, and it gets better way faster than you think it will. Like I'd say by the fall semester, by like the first end of the first month of the fall semester, I was fully comfortable in my role. And that sounds like a long time, but like there's so little happening in summer that it gives you a lot of time to get accustomed to things. I'm saying that because I don't want people to get discouraged from being present. It's a wonderful thing. It'll teach you a lot about yourself, but there's a massive adjustment that needs to be made. I guess for myself, it was, what was the most surprising thing was the question, right?
Yeah. What were you not expecting to have to deal with? You know,
it was actually that people were like coming up to me and being like, hey, you're the president of IAC. I was like, yeah. man. Like, they knew who I was, even though I didn't know who they were. And it was very, it was a very different feeling for me. Like, for to have people come up to me and be like, hey, I recognize you from this thing that you're doing. Because usually I like taking on very background roles. I don't like, or I, at least in the past, I wasn't super comfortable being like the face of anything. So like whenever I did a group project, I was the math guy. I wasn't like the writing the report and doing the slides guy. And so even in the presentation, I'd try and take on like a smaller portion of like just explaining what the math that we did was. So it was a very different, it was an adjustment for me to get used to being like, hey, these people are going to come talk to you and you have to be the face of ISC. Like, you have to talk to them. If you just like shoo them away, it's not a good look.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that makes Anthony sense. He has great jokes. So,
oh, absolutely. Think, like, that's my one thing that I will say I've always been good.
And okay, but let's say that's something that surprised you, but what's something that you found really challenging during a tenure?
I will put that.
That?
Like, just having to talk
to people?
No, having to be, like, the face of an organization.
Okay.
Like, not being,
that responsibility?
Like, not being, like, a guy who's part of it, being the guy that is it. Like,
okay.
Like, if things go really wrong, it's usually, like, they can point at you and be like, hey, fix it. It's not like they're like, hey, this is another guy. It's not my responsibility. No, you are present. It is your responsibility. It's one of your like team members. It's somebody that you supervise. And so that was definitely something that like was not, it was expected, but it wasn't expected for how it would like, it was an unexpected difficulty. I will say it was something that I had to get used to a lot.
Right. Okay. And me, something that I would find difficult if I were to be president is managing engagement, like making sure everybody's not forcing anybody to do it, but making sure everybody wants to do it, you know, feels like he's welcomed and that he can contribute and make it fun for him. So how do you guys approach that, you know? Because for sure you have some people you're more in contact with just based on the positions, but yeah, how do you manage to be in touch with everyone?
I would say for my part, it's, well, first of all, when you're a manager, when you're a leader of a team project, it means that you need to be aware of everything that's happening in the group, in the association, in the business that you're working in. But you also need to be careful of not being too much, how could I say that? You can't be too much involved into each and every one of these projects. What?
Are you like overbearing or what are you?
Yeah, kind of like overbearing. Because if you get too much in depth into a project and you start actually yourself doing the projects, well, this is when you're going to run out of time and you're not going to have enough time to see the association as a whole. So you need to be careful of how you're managing your time, and you need to be careful of how you're delegating the work to each and everyone, but you also need to be careful to know what's actually going on in each and every part of your association. And to answer your question, how to get people involved, how to get people to actually work and want to work in what they're doing. I think for me, it would have probably been to, first of all, not leave them alone, you know, like be with them and be like, hey, we're going to do this as a team. And this is the goal. And you have to make them, I wouldn't say responsible, but you have to be like, hey, this is your project. It's going to be amazing. Like, this is not my project. This is your project. And this is what I would love for you to do this year. If you have like any other ideas to make it like even better or just add some touch, like do it. This is your project. Go in full on and just like, you know, let people have manage their own things, but also like supervise them, but make them feel like they're the king, and they're the the one really responsible of their own project, I would say.
You took away my answer. it's very important to manage that transition of like, well, not being like, hey, I'm looking over your shoulder, I see everything that you do, but being like, I know more or less what's going on, I'm keeping an eye on what you're doing, if you need help, I'm right here. And I guess to be approachable is it's kind of similar to the advice I gave in the capstone thing. Like, to be approachable, just accept when people approach you. Like, the biggest, like, people assume that by default most people are approachable, kind of thing. Like, if you see someone, if you're working with someone, you assume you can ask them questions most of the time, unless you ask them a question and they respond poorly. Like, it's kind of an innocent until proven guilty kind of thing. Like, you assume a person is approachable unless they give you evidence otherwise. So I guess that's how I managed that, was just whenever somebody had a question, never poke fun at the question, because if they're asking you the question, they clearly just don't know it. And so, like, at the beginning, answer all their questions, make sure, like, you're holding their hand when you need to be, and not holding, like, kind of like what you do with a, I'm going to compare them to a small child, but, like, holding the hand for their first few steps and then letting them walk on their own. Or, like, holding the bike behind them and then letting them pedal on their own. You're not supposed to, like, it's very important that they are the one with the agency. It's very important that they are the one doing the work. And so that's something that Liam touched upon a lot. And something I want to reiterate is micromanaging is the biggest way to prevent engagement from your people. It's the biggest way to make it so that people don't want to do work in the student association. Just right. Let people do their thing. After you teach them, of course. Like, you gotta teach them a little bit, handhold a little bit at the beginning, but then just let them go. And, like, if they need help, tell them they can come back to you and be there for them, like, to help them out, assign resources, etc.
Right. Okay. Those are pretty good answers.
If I can add something, I'm really happy that I had the chance to, you know, Anthony was talking about holding the hand of people and then letting go of the hand. Well, as a president, it doesn't usually happens, but I had Anthony was still there, so anytime that I needed a hand to hold, I could just talk to Anthony and be like, "Hey, can you give me some advice?"
Be the person that's like, you're there if they need to turn back and get some help, but like, don't assume that they need the help.
Right. And how do you guys see, what do you see in the future for IAC? Like, I guess we can go backwards, actually. What are you proud of that you've brought to IAC that was never done before? And where do you see it go from now? You know, I guess we can start with Anthony, then Liam, you can answer the question.
Did I do anything new? I don't think I did. My whole thing was more about keeping IAC stable and bringing us, taking what we have and improving upon it. And keeping our platform, like, not being the president that's going to introduce, like, the president who introduced the website, the president who introduced the podcast, the one who introduced Industry Week, like, they all did tremendous work. From my point of view, it was, my year was not the time to introduce something new. I felt, this was even in my application, I felt it was important to take a look at what we were doing and kind of perfect what we were doing and then move on to new things in the year after me, which is what Liam has done with the YouTube channel, with I feel like you have another thing this year.
We'll get to that.
I would say
Liam has done with the YouTube channel, just like,
I think we've lost Anthony. Anthony. Okay, Anthony's back.
Liam has done with the YouTube channel, establishing a solid base so that whatever wants to be built afterwards can be, was what I tried to do.
Okay. And I guess for you, Liam, the YouTube channel is something
you're proud absolutely. Of. So, you know, I would say that Anthony's year as the president was crucial for me to be able to build on and add new things. Because like Anthony just mentioned, in the past years, we've been adding things after things after things, but we've never like taken the time to, you know, take a year as a break. It's not that we took a break, but just a year to make everything more standardized and be like, okay, we've been running at 110 miles per hour. Let's just bring it down to 100 miles per hour and make sure that the road is safe, that we fill all the potholes, and then we can go back at 100. No, it's never going to happen. So I'm really happy that Anthony took a year to do this, because when I arrived, the association was clean. The association was ready to thrive. I would say that my biggest challenge, and this is something that I've brought into my presidency package, is definitely the YouTube channel. So if I can do like a minute and a half like of description, what's the YouTube channel?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's basically it's funny because in my first year rep interview, in like my first month at Concordia, I told the interviewers, you guys don't have any YouTube channel, like you don't use YouTube. So I've used this same idea and I've brought it into my presidency. So basically we created a YouTube channel, and it's just for tutoring. So we're covering classes. It's high quality videos. It's called IISE Concordia, the YouTube channel, if you guys want to check it. And we've started by covering the first class of INDU 211 that the industrial engineering students have to take when they join Concordia. And I got to give a big shout out to Ogi, who did the video, and a big, big shout out to Karim, who's the headmaster behind everything, the mastermind behind the whole channel, who made the edit. And, you know, we're happy to keep on continuing. We're going to add two more classes if we're lucky this year. And this is a project that doesn't have any limit. You know, we can cover as many things as we want. So I would say, like, in the future years, what would be my vision? I would like to be able to keep on standardizing the association as much as possible, keep the knowledge that we have right now, and be just able to transpose it into the next years. And also, of course, on my side, the YouTube channel, I would love if we would keep continue creating more content, and in the end, you know, be have so much data that people would, you know our association for the content that we provide.
Cool. You, Anthony, even though you're a year after your tenure, like, what would you see for the future of ISD? Where would you like to see the association go?
The thing is, we don't have the new presidents, but I've like been hearing talks about what people want to do with the association. And I think the biggest thing is, I just hope that we continue to offer what we offer to students and continue and start to offer new things that students find, like, that are useful to students. I know that's a very blanket statement, but I can't remember the thing that, like, some people have been thinking about applying to president and they've been talking to me and I can't remember what they told me, truth be told. Time is a mystery and my memory is not great. But like, I just hope that anything that's added is added not for the purpose of making ISC itself better, but just making new things that we can offer to students, making new things that makes ISC's offerings to students better. Kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, bringing value to students. I get it. Okay. So I'll conclude, I guess, with this last question, which is, I guess, pretty typical, but it's always a good thing to hear. If you have any advice for somebody that's looking to be president, maybe a first year, second year, you might be in the association already, what would it be and why?
I guess I'll start with that advice that I gave the one we were talking to, Liam. You have to think about what you want to accomplish. Like, don't just think, I want to be president. Think about what you want to accomplish as president, how you want to accomplish it as president, why you want to accomplish it as president. Like, think about what kind of president you want to be. Don't just think, oh, I want to be president. That's wishful thinking. Start actually thinking about the details. Start going into you and how you fit into that role and what you can offer to the association and what you can offer to students.
That sounds good, Liam.
That's going to be hard to answer that after what Anthony just mentioned.
This inspirational speech. Well, thank you guys for your time. I think whoever listened to this will get something away from it. Definitely, maybe they want to be president or not. I feel like just the way, let's say, just Liam spoke about managing a team of 20 people and, you know, having their responsibility and, yeah, having ownership of your actions and of the team. I think that's something that, yeah, everybody can take notes and try to apply that to their own professional or personal careers. So yeah, thank you guys. This is it for this episode of Endo Talks. And I'm your host, Thomas. It was my pleasure, and I'll see you on the next episode.